Communicate the need and future state of success. To this point, everything in the business case development process is ready to be used to communicate the need for the transformation project. However, all of the supporting information identified and collected to this point must still be assembled and presented persuasively. Partnering with marketing stakeholders may be beneficial. In order to market the business case effectively, the target audience for the business case must be identified and understood. A small sampling of the criteria or questions that should be considered with regard to decision makers include the following. What do they value, and what presentation types or communication styles are they receptive to? Are they risk-averse or aggressive? What is the climate of the organization and marketplace, and how does this affect the positioning of the business case? For example, when the organization is less successful, leadership may be more receptive to efficiency and cost reduction-based rationales. During times of high success, leadership may be more swayed by an argument to take the opportunity to be aggressive and strengthen the organization's position. Are there supportive stakeholders who have a strong relationship with the decision makers and can help present the case or otherwise help influence them? Do decision makers have areas of interest within the organization that they consistently focus on? If so, what, if any, ways can you highlight linkages between the supply chain transformation project and that business area? Does someone in the decision-making group or who has contact with or advises them stand to lose something, for example, power, authority, responsibility, or have other reasons to oppose the project? Ultimately, the business case should help achieve the vision and goals of both the supply chain operation and the organization itself. Work to establish buy-in as well as strong supportive links between the transformation project and the supply chain vision, and between the supply chain vision and the organizational vision. After considering these and other aspects, the presentation should be carefully constructed and tailored and thoroughly rehearsed. Work to paint a clear picture of the future, post-transformation state of the organization using the estimates and projections you have developed. Prepare responses to expected questions or counterarguments and identify what, if any, parts of the project could be left aside if the decision-making team is unwilling to meet the total resource commitment necessary for the entire project. Note that depending on the presentation format, group, individual, or to a series of individuals, the questions that will appear may vary.